Fate has smiled upon you. Your listless wandering through the internet has fortuitously bore you to the IDTU bonus podcast zone. Take a moment to marvel at your good luck. Now prepare your auditory organs for a special episode of Idiots Discuss the Universe.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of IDTU's Hit or Shit. Oh, are we trying to say that together?
No.
Come on, Craig.
No, you want to try to do it together?
One, two, three.
Hit or shit.
All right, everybody. We're ready for another episode where Craig and I decide.
Let's start it from the top. We'll try to do it together.
Okay. Thanks for tuning in, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of IDTU's Hit or Shit, where we decide. We are the arbiters, Craig and I. We decide what is good and what is bad in the music world, and we go onto my Spotify playlist, we go onto my Release Radar playlist, and we play some new songs that neither of us have heard before. Yeah. And we rate them, we decide just whether or not they're good or bad, hit or shit.
Yeah, hit or shit.
Yeah, you know, we're trying to sift through the mountains of new music that are coming out these days. So.
And try to keep it a little current, you know, absolutely. You know?
And we both love music. We've had countless conversations nerding out about tons of bands, so it's very appropriate.
And I think we're doing something even more interesting tonight. Normally, we've kind of, I don't know, so far we've like all been listening to stuff that we would normally listen to, like even Neil Diamond. Like, yes, I would listen to Neil Diamond, like kind of on my own. I own Neil Diamond CDs.
I can't admit to that.
But it's all stuff that we would normally listen to. I think today is the first one that we've done that really neither of us would like listen to, you know, seek out, you know, too much. You
today,
know, it's kind of too poppy for us. It's kind of some of the genre.
Speak for yourself, Craig. You don't know what I listen to in my free time.
I've got a pretty good idea.
I don't know.
Yeah. You're not as sly as you think, you know.
Well, this song did appear on my Release Radar, which they make for you. This isn't the same for everyone, you know. So they obviously think I might have some interest in it because I'm obviously a 12-year-old girl, because today's song is the new Ariana Grande song, Every Time, off of her new album, Sweetener.
I'm going to look on my new Release Radar and see if Ariana Grande's on there, too.
That would be interesting.
I think she's just one of the most popular artists in America, and she released a new song, I think. Probably.
That's true, but honestly, there have been a lot of popular artists that have come out in the recent days, and there's no Nicki Minaj on my listen to my recent Release Radar, so I don't know. I think they do kind of. I've listened to Ariana Grande before, because actually I've got an Ariana Grande story. When I was working at the what's on yours, it's a bunch of crazy stuff, right? No Ariana Grande, because they know you, Craig. They know you. Ooh, Brockhampton, that one's good.
Yeah.
But anyway, so A few years ago.
Yeah, no, Ariana Grande. That's weird.
The lists are pretty customized, honestly, just off of what you listen to. So, so maybe you don't know me as well as you thought, Craig.
Oh, so we're going to have to start using, like, I thought it was just kind of like this arbitrary list, but we're all picking out stuff that is...
That appeals to me.
Appeals to Spencer.
But it's a wide range of things.
Yeah, now we're getting
no,
to it.
No, it's
now
a wide... I mean...
Okay,
just because my taste is more relevant than your taste...
Oh, shit.
Shots fired. You know it. I've got my ear to the ground. No, okay, I'm sorry. I don't mean any of that. We can pick from your list. That's fine. Let's pick from your list next time.
Yeah, next time.
Yeah, next time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not this time, though. This time. This time, we're listening to Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
You were the one who brought up Ariana Grande first, and
no,
she
my
happened
cheeks are,
to
my
show
cheeks
up.
Are still burning about my music's more relevant than your music.
You thought it was, yeah. I'm not. I don't mean it.
Yeah, your music samples my music to make songs.
That's true. It's just the way of the world. We recycle as a human species.
As
we like recycling.
As a generation.
Oh wow!
Smorgasbord.
Yeah.
Smorgasbord.
Oh, you kids. Home, you darn kids.
The home buffet generation.
What? No, we're the Taco Bell generation, okay? We're not the home.
You wish you were
the Taco Bell generation. Yeah. That's
all
right.
You can eat
crunchy tacos.
All you can eat shit.
No, it tastes really good and is not good for you. That's what we like.
It all comes in the back in the same big bag of fucking whatever it is, and it all just comes out looking like different stuff, but it's all the same
Okay.
shit.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
When you're done.
Yeah, no, when I'm done.
Okay. So I had a story about Ariana Grande. Okay. I was doing the dishes at the Rose Garden, and just being like a production runner person that entailed doing dishes for them, and and basically I did an Ariana Grande concert.
Okay.
And I went to the buffet table, funny enough you bring it up, and because I wanted a goddamn cookie.
See?
All right, I wanted my chocolate chip cookie, all right, because mommy loves me. And basically I kind of ran into her and her boyfriend, but I didn't realize it was them. I would have like steered clear if I saw her, but she was like wrapped up in a big blanket with just her head poking out, and she was right by the cookies, and I just like reached, and then I looked over and I was like, oh shit, oh, it's Ariana Grande. And I was just like, excuse me, like, and then I grabbed my cookie and I left. But she was like with her boyfriend wrapped in a pink blanket, just being like cuddled kind of by the cookies, which was weird.
Were they getting cookies or what were they doing?
They were just like standing there. It looked like they were having like a weird little fight or something. I don't know. Or they were just like standing there looking beautiful and doing nothing, you know.
Okay.
But that's my Ariana Grande story. I did her dishes, so
that's something.
It's pretty cool.
You pushed her out of the way to get to a cookie.
Yep, because that's
kind of muscle really, out of the way.
That's really
like,
what matters to me.
Cookie,
hey, I wanted my goddamn
my
cookie.
My fucking
okay?
smorgasbord, hometown buffet. I want my cookie.
You know what?
Elbow Ariana.
I was elbow deep in some nasty grease water. I deserved a cookie. I don't give a shit about Ariana.
Who's in your way? Fuck you and your blanket.
No,
the whole fucking
deal.
I
was so nice. I said, excuse me. I did kind of mutter it because I just wanted to be gone. But I just was like, excuse me. Like, blah, bloop, blop. I think that's how, you know, she would want to be treated. Just like, don't treat me like I'm a... Oh, my God. Ariana, is that you? Can you sign my fucking shoe?
Oh, would you get the fuck out of the way of the cookies? Yeah. 'Cause I want a fucking cookie.
Well, I did want a cookie, and I got that cookie. So that's my Ariana Grande story. That would have gotten me fired.
Next time you see... Can you get out of the way? I want a cookie. There you go. I don't know you get fired for that. Excuse me.
I think you could.
You're blocking the cookies.
Excuse me. You're blocking the cookies.
See, that's... There you go. There you go.
I've got it down.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
I think that's
good,
fine.
Good
I think
career
that's,
advice.
You're blocking the cookies.
You're blocking the cookies. Get out of the way.
All right, so what's the name of the song that we're listening to?
So it's called Every Time.
All right, let's rock it.
All right. Really let go and I say so. I keep giving people blank stares. I'm so different when you're not there. It's like something out of Shakespeare. Because I'm really not here when you're not there. I've tried to fight our energy. But every time I think I'm free. Yeah. You get high and gone on the regular. I get weak and fall. Okie doke.
Yeah,
Craig, what did you think?
Well, I think about the same thing that I've always thought about her, and I feel like her limitations are her strengths at the same time, in the sense that she doesn't have one of those super phenomenal, over-the-top voices. You know, she's not Beyonce or, you know, one of those sorts of singers, you know, Mariah Carey or something like that. So she doesn't try generally to do those sort of things with her voice, which I find refreshing because I'm tired of all of that, those vocal exercises and that style of vocal. Like, I mean, that's run its course, and I feel like it's time to get back to like that traditional vocal model. And I feel like she's kind of leading the charge. I feel like she's leading the charge though, because she doesn't have the voice to do the other thing in a way. That being said, like she does, I mean, I like it, you know, I like the way that she sings, and I think that she's, you know, pretty, entertaining on that level. I love like the deep bass and all the stuff of her music. I don't believe that this single's going to do what the last singles have done. I don't feel like I got from this that there's no, you know, it's just kind of the corners are softened on this in a way that the other ones weren't. And I just don't know that it's going to, it does. It's just not that catchy thing like those other ones, the earlier singles were, you know. I just don't think that this is going to.
Are you really talking about like God is a Woman and stuff?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know the names of them, but like those just have that more of a crunch and more of a like dancier, harder sort of feel. And this one's more of an R&B feel. And I feel like it's kind of, she's kind of broadened her scope a little bit, and I like it. This is a good album track, but as a single, this is an excellent album track. But as a single, I just don't know that it's going to do that same thing for her that those other ones did.
Well, so the album is out already. So this, I think this is an album track. Maybe it's being pushed as a Spotify single, but this is like, this is just part of the album, I guess. Because the previous singles were God is a Woman and...
Well, then I don't know the new singles from... I don't know this new album.
Oh, you're talking,
about her previous work?
Previous
albums, yeah. Or, like, yeah, the big singles that she's had that I've heard. I mean, I'm obviously, I'm not getting it on my new and my new release mix, so yeah. I don't really super follow her, but I know the ones that are on the radio.
Sure.
And those were way, like, more...
Well, you totally called it. This is an album track.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then that makes sense. This is probably a great album, then. This is an album track. This is a strong, strong
it's
album
It's interesting,
track.
I because I do like it. It's really, like, tight pop songwriting.
Yeah.
And it's got the forgive the pun, the trappings of modern, you know, music as far as like the trap trends.
Yeah.
With the bass you were talking about and the hi-hats and stuff. Sometimes it gets to me a little bit because, but then I do genuinely like that sound. Like, yeah, I know there's a lot of people who are just like, oh God, it's just everywhere. And I do feel like that, you know, now all of these pop artists are using that sound, but it's interesting as far as how far the sound can be stretched across how many different genres, you know.
Yeah,
like it certainly works for pop and the more stripped down production, but the elements that are there are very like in your face, the bass and the snare and everything. And
I see a day where it's going to become toxic.
We've completely hit peak trap.
Oh, I don't know about that.
You don't think we've hit peak trap?
I don't know about that. No, I feel like it's still working its way into pop music in a way that at least the vocal style is starting to... I feel like the vocal style becoming more and more prevalent, you know, I think we can still get a little bit more.
I think we've maybe got like 2 years left.
Yeah, yeah. And it's going to hit toxicity in the next 18 months, 2 years. Yeah, for sure. And we're close. Like the people that are really into music are feeling like it's toxic already. But General Joe Schmo hasn't hit that yet. You know, it needs another 2 years, you know, for that to really get to the point that they're ready for something new, you know, but that's... coming.
I just think it's going to be one of those sounds that really defines a generation in the way like the 80s sound. You can hear it. You can pick it out right away.
Yeah.
This will be like the later 2010s sound.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I liked it. I thought it was a good song.
Yeah,
it didn't like necessarily like blow me away. I think her previous singles have been better, but
well, this isn't a single, so it's hard to like. Yeah. I would say it's fine. Yeah. It's a hit. Yeah.
It's a hit.
Two hits. Yeah,
go check out Ariana Grande's new album Sweetener. It's probably very sweet. She seems like a sweet gal. I don't know. But let us know what you think about it in the comments.
She's blocking the cookies.
She was blocking the fucking cookies, so she's not that sweet.
Yeah.
She's probably a little cookie hoarder. She probably just saves all the cookies for herself.
Not as sweet as a cookie. You know,
no, definitely not. I'll take a chocolate chip cookie any day over Ariana Grande.
That's right. So, yeah, we're giving her two thumbs up as long as she doesn't get in the way between us and the buffet table.
Don't get between me and the cookies ever again. It's so easy.
All right, so I hope we've all learned our lessons. Yeah. This has been another episode or hit or shit. I'm Craig.
This is Spencer.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Idiots Discuss the Universe is recorded in the IDTU studios located in Portland, Oregon. All opinions and commentary has been carefully researched by the technicians and scholars of IDTU Research Academy, and therefore should be greeted with healthy skepticism and disbelief. No idiots were harmed during the making of this podcast.